Russ, many thanks for your time as always. What are your thoughts on York City's performance today?
We've wasted a great opportunity to get into the top half. The win today would have took us to 12th. So we've wasted a great opportunity there. We've scored the first goal. We've had 11 attempts at their goal, but as quality today was poor. I think you have to say that. Final ball, final execution of chance. We created opportunities and headed a few over the bar, headed a few wide. I suppose the positive thing is we are creating opportunities from different areas of the pitch. Femi's had the header and Brussels had the header wide first half. We seem to be creating opportunities, but we've got to put it in the net when it comes. And I think it's disappointing when you score the first goal as well. We played on the front foot and we got the first goal. Good finish from Rhys. And then you just got to manage that next period. And we've got enough experience out there to do that. So to get done off their first corner, okay, there's a block goes off in there that the referee misses on James Bennett, but these things happen in football, we know. We try that ourselves now and again. So we just got to deal with that second ball better. Got to mark Matt Green. You know, he's their main threat and he scores in the middle of the goal. So after a great start, you then 1-1 and chasing. And then we got done on a counter-attack again where we knew all about Green. You know, we show clips, we've spoke about how they play, sit behind the ball, play on the counter-attack. So a disappointing day. Lacking quality today. We're much better than that. We've got better quality players in that dressing room. And today, like I said before, that final piece, certainly in that final third, wasn't good enough. And then defensively, we've got to do better. So it's both boxes again, which we always speak about, was disappointing today.
When you say lacking quality, is that more particular with the attack or is it in the defence as well? What do you mean by that?
I mean today. I don't mean that the players are lacking quality in general. I thought today we had an off day with the ball. You know, passing with a purpose. When we did that, when we played forward more, you know, at times, first half, we overplayed. We got caught. We're not saying play from back to front. We don't want to play like that. But what we're saying is pass forward. If that means passing through the thirds of the pitch, then that's what we do. Just making better choices. And the execution today wasn't up to scratch. You know, we're better than that. We just spoke in there about the quality of the group. That's a good group in there. You know, I said to the players there, I feel that's a better group now than I inherited last October. So we should be doing better. You know, we've got to demand more from each other. And I play a part in that. I pick the team, I put the formation out. That's down to me as well. So we've all got to do better.
Looking at Mansfield's first goal, you mentioned it there about the block off. Was it bad enough, you think, for the goal to be disallowed?
Yeah, he's got to see that. Or you'd like to think he can see that, but there's a lot of bodies moving around in the penalty area and it's a little ploy where the lad comes out. The lad then goes in, Chapman I think it was, and their centre-half that's coming out just blocks James Barrett, and obviously Chapman then gets a free shot at goal. But OK, that can happen, but then we've got to pick up Green. You know, they scored off the second phase. It's not as though Chapman stuck it in his top corner. They've scored off the second phase where Green stood in the middle of goal. So that he's got to be picked up. So you've got that great start, got the fans right behind us, and within probably 6 or 7 minutes, it's back all square, and then the killers on the counter attack, and then second half you're chasing, you know, and then it becomes a desperate game for us as a home team because we have to throw caution to the wind a little bit. You know, we gambled. We're playing 4-3-3. We're playing with full-backs right up the pitch. We're playing 2v1 at the back and 1v1 at the times. And it shouldn't be that way if we just manage those early periods better.
Looking at the half-time substitution made with Ben Godfrey on for Luke Summerfield, was Luke carrying an injury for that?
Yeah, he's sore in his foot again. And again, the last one with Josh. Rhys has got a sore groin, the groin he had the previous week. That's sore again, so that was... The reason behind those two substitutions. Hopefully Keith Lowe's okay because that looked a nasty one. I don't know whether it's his arm or his shoulder, but he's telling me there he's going to be okay. Usually happens when you lose a game as well. Pick up a couple of niggles and injuries. Thankfully now we've got a free week and hopefully we can get everybody back for another long trip to Newport.
As I say, nothing overly concerning for Luke and for Rhys.
You hope not. You just don't know. Straight after a game, you don't know how they're going to wake up tomorrow. Luke's very sore, which is unusual because there's only bruising in there. And you think as games go by, as days go by, that would get better instead of worse. But he was really struggling at half-time. So, you know, we'll have to see how that is.
As far as the second half and looking to get that equaliser, that clinical edge of the game up front, what did you make of that today?
Yeah, we just didn't have that quality to score the goal. Like I say, Femi's chance in the middle of the goal, ball's flashing across, and we just need somebody in there with a bit more instinct to put it in the net. Still suffering from strikers. You know, you got Emile Sinclair there who's trying to get up to speed. You got Jake eyed out of the team again with a groin injury. You know, Verdane needs a goal. We all know that. He's huffing and puffing at times, and I thought they dealt with him well today. We're not creating enough chances for him. And Reece has scored. You know, Reece looks probably the most likely at the moment to score as a goal, but you need two or three. You know, you need other people chipping in. But I must say, as I said in my first quote, we are creating opportunities for other players as well. You know, like I said, the Femi miss, the Russ miss. The James Barrett probably should have pulled the trigger on a couple when he didn't. So we're creating opportunities. I think that's the positive thing from today. There's not a lot because I know the fans are not going to be positive. You never are after a defeat, but 11 attempts at goal. So we are creating opportunities. We've just got to be more ruthless. And then at the other end of the pitch, again, be more ruthless and then make sure we defend as goal better and manage periods after we've scored. You know, if we get through the next 10, 15 minutes, it's probably more likely that we're going to get the next goal. But just gives them a heads up, gives their supporters a heads up, drops our heads, drops our supporters' heads, and all of a sudden it becomes a different game.
Looking at some of those crosses that did go, so some nice crosses from time to time. In terms of those strikers getting to the right position, is that just them needing to be more brave or just finding the right position?
Well, we're working on it. You know, we did a finishing drill yesterday, and we work on things all the time. So it's a matter of, as a striker, for me, linking off and just getting between the sticks. If you watched the game last night with Jordan Rhodes, it was a poor game, but he had the two best opportunities by just being in the right place, getting between the sticks, and then it's down to execution. You know, our execution on the day wasn't good enough. Got strikers in there who can score goals. The longer it goes without scoring goals, you lose that confidence and that belief. But me as a manager now, my job's to pick the lads up, ready for a big game next week against Newport.
One positive's come out of it, though, I thought was Femi Lasami again in that defensive position of his.
Yeah, like I say, we changed it round. He ended up playing centre-half in a back four because we needed Tatonda's width and we had Keith at right-back. Like I say, it's not ideal, but you're chasing the game and... We often puffed a little bit second half and again lack quality. I'm not saying the group lacks quality. That's not the right message I'm sending out there. I'm saying we lack quality today on the pitch. We've got players in there who can perform a lot better, you know, and that's my job to get the best out of those players. There's been some good performances this season. Today, when you're chasing a game, is difficult because the fans want the ball forward quicker. We want the ball forward quicker because you have to create opportunities. Thought at times we did that. Thought at times, as game management at 2-1 down was disappointing. You know, we're passing the ball along the back, and you've got to get it up there. And you've gone three up there, and you've got to hit a target man and just get runners going off him and play for scraps because that's what League Two is about. It's huff and puff at times, but give yourself a mountain to climb by throwing away a 1-0 lead.
Finally, as well, Dave Winfield seemed to pick up a booking, but I thought the foul was from Ben Godfrey. So is that something you're looking to maybe overturn?
I must have missed that one. I didn't see that one. But yeah, we'll look at that and see what happens regarding that.